The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Which company reported that it had unexpected insurance liabilities?
Every year, top business schools gather at the FT offices in London to fight for the title of World's Smartest Business School. This year, we caught up with a few MBA graduates to hear their advice on how to get that right internship or job.
My name is Reema Patel. I live in London, Wimbledon to be exact. I am doing an executive MBA at Imperial College Business School. So what you do when you look for a job, first of all, you read a book called The 2-Hour Job Search. I can't remember who it's written by, but it's a pretty famous book. You write down names of companies that you want to work for. Then you look in your LinkedIn profile or any networks that you're associated with of people that are actually connected or already working for those companies. Then you try and contact these people and have a conversation with them about the company, not about a job, but about the company, to really figure out whether this is the place you want to work for and this is the right step in your career. After that, you look out for jobs within those companies that you like, and when you apply for them, you contact those people that you had a conversation with previously to say, hey, I really appreciated the chat that we had. There is a job that's come up. Is there anything that I should be adding to my CV that you think would be necessary? And then hopefully from that point, when the HR recruiter is actually looking at your CV, they've already heard about you because of the contact in the business. That's what you do.
My name is Yijun. I'm from China and I'm studying in Frankfurt School. First of all, try to find the networks around you. That would be most effective. Actually, the headhunter I found is introduced by my classmate in my MBA class. Try to approach the people you think they're unapproachable. Like, I try to contact some people on LinkedIn. Maybe sometimes I don't get response, but sometimes I do, and there will be some surprise.
My name is Sahil Patel. I was born and raised in India. Moved to the UK some 14 years ago, so I'm a bit of hybrid. Came to Manchester Business School to do my MBA purely because I was in a risk functions for a good 8 years and wanted to move to a role which is more people-focused. So for me, internship is all about experimenting, because you don't get a safe environment like that unless you step out of your comfort zone into it. So I had a very structured approach. I went for three top firms, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan and Credit Suisse. And under that, I picked up three functions, mainly in wealth management, and Credit Suisse came back to me first. I think it was all networking. I think day one, when I first went to on our banking track we had at Manchester Business School, we went, all of us, some 14 of us, to Credit Suisse headquarters. I also had a lot of good connections made at that point with wealth managers whilst I was in the room. And they look out for these things because it's a people business and they want to see who reaches out most. So that's how it began, structure-wise. And then it was just application stages, essays, all that. I had six interviews back-to-back. I think people forget, but alumni help a lot. So we had lots of alumni from Manchester Business School in Credit Suisse who helped me in terms of understanding what the real culture is like, what does Credit Suisse want. So that helped quite a bit as well. It's more networking and less actual applications. And that's how it actually happened.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.